Jesus, keep me from alone. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee.
The message you are about to listen to comes from the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, which is a ministry dedicated to apostolic praying, signs, and miracles. We ask you now to open your hearts and let the Holy Spirit minister to you. God bless you as you listen.
This world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Be Lord,
I know. Few minutes, thousands of people here shall receive the power of love. What I'm saying is, the beginning from today, new things will begin to happen here, and everything you have lost for the past 10 years that they recovered completely. If I were in your shoes, my amen would be louder than this. Because there are people here this morning who have been crying, but their cry has been converted to joy. There are also people here this morning, the Lord will completely embarrass you with blessings. Thank you, Jesus. They say the shouting side is the winning side. You will shout this loud and clear now. You will declare it so that the hellfire will hear. You declare it so that the bottom of the sea will hear. You declare it so that men will hear. You declare it so that heavens will hear. You will say this with boiling, holy anger. Don't negotiate with this prayer. The power of wickedness. my breakthroughs. Your time is up. Can you say it with the tone of finality? I said, say it with a tone of finality.
It's her.
You.
Die!
In the name of Jesus. Your time is up. Spirit of the living God, begin to move in this place. Yes. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. That's right. Masente kaya boshende rabo kumbola basanda. Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now. As the power of God has started to move from person to person. There are some people here. The enemy has ordained you unto death. But either way you are, that power of death is coming out. That's right. Your head that has been under the grip of darkness is being released immediately. As many as are here, and what you need right now is a spiritual surgical operation. Power of God is moving into your situation, and that yoke that has kept in bondage for years is broken completely in the name of Jesus. That's right. Yes. Something has just disappeared. Somebody's body. That thing has been there for years. The power of God has come upon you. And that yoke has been broken completely. Amen. Let that be silence. As someone here this morning, thank God you are here. Because if you have not come, the enemy has concluded an agenda to eliminate you. But because you came here now, that arrow fired against you has gone back to the surface. Thank you, Jesus. You raise up your life, your two hands to the heavens, and pick a song of praises in your mouth, and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. What a mighty God we serve. Glorious willingness. Faithful and praises do wonders. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Stretch your two hands forward now, like somebody wants to receive a big present. And you begin to speak. This was exactly the way I'm going to speak my own. I, Daniel Olukoya, recover all my lost blessings by fire in the name of Jesus. Say it seven times. The There are seven prayers I want you to pray now. Prayers that will bring you instant breakthroughs. Don't allow the voice of anybody to overshadow your own. As you pray these seven prayers, and you have short time for them. So pray with all your heart.
Every power
of failure at the edge of success.
Kill that power now.
In the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Power of failure at the edge of success. That power to die. In
the name of Jesus.
Let's just. In Jesus' name, every strong man that is troubling my destiny, can you say this louder than anyone here?
Scatter
in the name of Jesus. Jesus, strong man
that's troubling your destiny,
feed it.
Move.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. There are 10 persons. It's like there is an internal parasite eating you away in the inside. And you sometimes feel as if you have no power at all.
The way you are, the power of God is coming upon.
And those internal serpents have been destroyed. That's number one. Number two, three, six, seven. Number nine, number 10.
In Jesus.
Every habitation of wickedness and family land,
scatter
in the name of Jesus. Scatter the habitation of wickedness and family land. Thank you, Jesus. Play with fire. That's why Jesus brought. In Jesus' name we pray. This is prayer number four. Something will begin to happen. There's some people here that are organs in your body recently in witchcraft coven. As we start praying now, those organs will be replaced. And that bad medical report they have written for you will be completely destroyed. Every satanic decree begins my life. In the name of Jesus. Yes, against the satanic decree. Decree must not operate.
Jesus.
Yes. Let me wait for that to be complete. The Lord is clearing away from somebody. Objects that have been punishing your body. The Lord is taking away. Arrow fired into your heart. The Lord is taking away the oppression of the night. Let's try. Isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shout this louder than anyone around you. Every good thing that the enemy does not want me to complete, I shall complete them by fire in the name of Jesus. That's right. I shall complete them by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some people here now, you came here this morning with some infirmities in your body. Just wait for 1 minute now and be silent before the Lord. All of a sudden, feel this cold oil poured on you from above. That cold oil circulates. Something will depart from your body. It's the end of that problem. Silence now. See anything? Just be silent. Just wait for the oil to fall. As far as there is any infirmity hidden anywhere, the oil will fall upon the person. Even if you don't believe, if you still follow you, you will do the infirmity. I told you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Two more prayers before we sit down now. Don't joke with this one too.
Big power that wants me to die before my time. In the name of the one that wants me to die before my time. In Jesus' name we pray.
One more prayers of instant breakthrough before you go and sit down.
He will say this with only violence. I shall not carry any evil load. Therefore, every owner of evil load, carry your load.
Mama!
Command them to carry their load. They must carry their load today. They must carry their legs, they must carry.
Enough is enough.
Time is up. Jesus' name we pray.
Bow that amen.
Wonderful God, we thank you for a wonderful morning.
I will thank you for what you have been doing in the midst.
Told us that anyone steps into this arena today will have a minimum of 7 testimonies.
We thank you, Lord,
because you have brought your people here today to be a partaker of the testimonies.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Lord, I pray that your hand continue to be upon you. Good things will never cease in your lives.
The Lord to bless you from Zion,
make His face to shine.
We thank you, Heavenly Father.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Before you sit down, I'd like you to prophesy into the life of 7 persons.
Look at the person straight in the eye.
Prophesy to 7 persons.
7 persons.
Don't sit down yet. Look for 3 persons. Say, my friend, every enemy of your laughter
must scatter
the name of Jesus. 3 persons.
Amen.
Finally, before you sit down, prophesy the life of 7 persons again. Say, my friend, beginning from today, you shall have overflowing joy. The name of Jesus,
prophesy.
Beginning from today, you shall have overflowing joy. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you have prophesied to your friends, remain standing with your eyes closed. And I'm sure somebody has prophesied into your life too.
Mm-hmm. I speak unto you by the spirit of prophecy.
Those words that have been spoken to you
shall receive rapid manifestation
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Beginning from now,
every stubborn enemy of your physical laughter,
scatter in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You may have your seat now. God bless you.
Pastor Bibles, as we look at this short message, which will lead us to our concluding prayers.
Now listen very carefully to this special announcement.
Please, don't go away from here until we have said the final prayer, until I've asked you to go.
If you do that,
it lose all the blessings you have come for here.
Share the grace and I say you can go.
Please, don't go
until we have prayed on that water.
Use it to break your fast or you drank it.
Don't go.
Because to go, to lose everything.
Hope you understand that word.
Praise the Lord.
Let me apologize to you for starting this meeting late.
That's because of the traffic situation and the rain and other things.
So we crave for your indulgence to take about 15 minutes more of your time.
We're looking at what I call the gates of your life.
The gates of your life.
And what is going to be our concluding prayers now.
In Genesis chapter 28.
Genesis 28. Look at verse 12.
And dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven.
And behold,
the angels of God ascending and descending, and it was what Jacob saw. He saw a ladder
set up on the earth.
Top of it reached to heaven.
Angels were ascending and descending on it.
The picture at our back here.
And behold, the Lord stood above it.
And the Lord will stand above you and speak to the angels.
And the Lord God of Abraham thy father,
the God of Isaac,
and the land whereon thou liest,
to thee will I give it, to thy seed.
Close your eyes.
Tell the Lord, every land that belongs to me,
that is presently in the hands of the enemy,
recover them by fire.
Name of Jesus.
I recover them by fire.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Okay.
Look at verse 16 now. And Jacob awoke out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place.
And I knew it not,
and was afraid, and said, how dreadful is this place?
This is none other
than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
The gate of heaven.
Now in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18-19.
Matthew 16:18-19.
Come to thee that thou art Peter.
Upon this rock I will build my church,
and the gates of hell do not prevail against it.
Too much for that.
A gate is a very important part of a building or a house, and a gate is for security and protection.
In the Bible,
gates were focal point of power.
Business was conducted at the gates.
Military strategy was planned at the gates.
Judgments and punishments were delivered at the gates.
The Bible says the husband of a virtuous woman was known at the gates.
Abraham's nephew, Lot, sat at the gate of Sodom as an elder.
So in ancient times, gates were very, very important
because the safety of a city was determined by the strength of the gates.
If the enemy stormed the gates,
he succeeded.
Horses, the chariots of war couldn't enter in.
So when the gates came down,
the city was conquered.
There are physical gates.
There are spiritual gates.
There are gates that are visible.
There are gates that are invisible.
A gate is an opening in a wall or a fence.
An opening in a city or house.
Normally it is built with defensive structure.
It's a means of entrance or exit.
A gate.
Area of departure or arrival.
A gate is a door.
Any mechanism for controlling passage.
Just as physical gates and spiritual gates have their own very important values,
there are gates that leads to the city of your life.
These truths are sometimes not clear to us,
but the truth is clear to the children of darkness.
You are sitting down there now.
You have what is known as human gates
through which the enemy can go in or go out.
It is important that you listen to this message very well,
because anything can happen as we're speaking.
When the
the enemy has gained entrance
and the enemy is already inside,
but you are fighting an outside enemy.
You are writing a courier letter to defeat.
Many of us are fighting the enemy outside
when the enemy has already entered.
Before you deal with that outside enemy,
you must deal with the internal one.
There are 9 major gifts that opens up the life of a man. It opens up the life of a man.
If you pray the prayers we are going to be praying now,
your voice goes away,
but you are delivered.
Oh, you have made a very good bargain.
The first gate is the gate of the head.
The gate of the head.
The Bible says, lay and suddenly on no man.
That will not be a partaker of his iniquity.
When somebody wants to pray with you generally, they lay their hands on your head.
When they want to pour oil on you, they pour it on your head.
The Bible says, thou anointest my head with oil,
my cup runneth over.
The head is a means through which anointing is imparted into the body.
That head is an access route to the anointing.
A man of God, a holy man, can lay hands on you and the anointing of God falls upon you and you receive the baptism of dread. Is the symbol of your destiny.
Negative or positive anointing can flow through your head to the rest of your body.
A lot of people have been attacked through the head gate.
And if you are passing through this kind of trouble,
you may be noticing memory loss.
You may notice that you are no longer as sharp as you used to be.
You are forgetting what you should not forget.
Find singing and all kinds of other negative things going on inside you.
You may find that you are becoming sick and sick and sick always.
You may discover that anywhere you go, bad luck follows you.
Because the gate of the head has permitted something to enter.
Head is a symbol of your destiny.
You can cut off a person's leg and the person will still survive.
I think we've seen somebody, no 2 hands, no 2 legs, who was still living.
But I've not seen a person who has no head and is still alive.
So you have to be careful who lays hands on your head. You have to be careful who puts hands on your head.
Many of us, before we got born again, we had evil hands laid on our head.
Many of us have put all kinds of things on our head.
Many shave their head because of the dead.
Many have incisions on their head.
Have used their head to carry sacrifice.
Many have put all kinds of negative things on their head.
Many have been careless with their hair. The enemy has cut the hair away and has polluted it.
Remember, your head is the storehouse of your brain.
This can be manipulated.
That's why deliverance of the head is a serious matter.
Lay your hand on your head now.
If you start praying this prayer and you are feeling dizzy,
don't worry,
you are receiving a deliverance.
If you start praying this prayer, all of a sudden you see your head feeling light,
don't worry,
something is happening to you.
Even if you feel that nothing is wrong with the head,
still pray this prayer like fire and like thunder.
Say this loud and clear.
I fire back every arrow of the enemy assigned against my head.
You know, no.
Fire it back.
Masipokoya beshendera besente.
Sandaya beshi.
Sadness. My head is on fire. It's on fire. Jesus' name we pray.
Silence is happening.
Things have been taken out of the head.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Let's go on a little bit.
The second gate is the gate of the eye.
Gate of the eyes.
The eye gives light to the entire body.
Your eyes can push you to hellfire.
Jesus said, if your eye will make you go into hellfire,
I'll poke it out.
It's better to go there blind,
to have eyes and go to hellfire.
Job said, I've made a covenant with my
eyes. You should be careful what you behold.
The eyes is like the lens of a camera.
It takes pictures
and transfer the image to your spirit.
Eye is therefore a major spiritual gift
that can receive both positive and negative messages.
And messages from the eyes are so quick to transfer
because they are closer to the brain.
For example, lust enters through the eyes,
goes into the body.
There are some people, they see negative things that others don't see.
This thing enters into their spirit man
and causes trouble for them.
Lay your hand on your eyes
and shout this loud and clear.
Every spiritual padlock assigned against my eyes.
In the name of
break the padlock. walk in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The third gate is the ear gate. Hearing comes through the ear gate. What you hear affects your life. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The reverse is also true. Doubt too can come by hearing. When you hear the voice of the enemy, a person's spiritual ears may be blocked, and you can't receive information from heaven. You may pray, pray. As you are praying, your ears are tingling, but you can't hear anything. God wants to speak to you, but there is a blockage in your ear. The enemy can program somebody's ears to be receiving satanic messages. I pray that everyone here today, that the enemy has taken over your ear gate, receive deliverance. Number four, the mouth gate. The mouth gate is dangerous in two ways. The tongue has one big, the mouth has a big fish that is swimming inside. That big fish is called the tongue. If the words you speak are terrible words, the enemy uses your mouth gate against you. Beloved, I want you to know this very well. We live on words and we die on words. We grow on words and we disintegrate on words. If you get a degree from a university, you got a degree because of the words of a teacher. The mouth gate does a daily destruction. Your mouth can kill or make alive. That is the first danger. The words from the mouth. Second danger is the food you put in the mouth. The mouth gate put our forefathers, Adam and Eve, in trouble. A lot of us drank concoction, we ate what we should not eat, and it's putting us in trouble. I decree that any problem entered any life through the mouth gate shall die this morning. The fifth gate is the gate of the hand. Your hand is the symbol of your labor. The Bible says God can teach your hands to war and your fingers to battle. Some people complain. They say, I don't know why. When I dream, I find cobwebs in my hand. The enemy is attacking the works of your hand. Evil can come to a person through the hand. The enemy can give you an evil handshake and spoil the works of your hand. I decree by the decree of God, any arrow fired into anyone's hands, so remove their prosperity, shall go back to the sender. The sixth gate is a heart gate. The heart is a control room of power. It is a bank, a storehouse of good and bad things. Once Satan has gained access into the heart, all other departments of one's life collapses. Evil thoughts, evil imagination are all generated from the heart. The heart gate has destroyed so many people. I pray that today the arrows that have been fired into your heart shall go back to the senders. The seventh gate, beloved, is the navel gate by your belly button. This is where you had connection to your mother for supply when you were in the womb. It is the gate where evil blood, evil spirits, evil inheritance can pass into a child. Two people suffer today because of evil inherited problems. Many have their placentas manipulated. Many need to carry out personal deliverance on their navel. I pray that any evil thing enter into your life through the navel should be destroyed in the name of Jesus. The eighth gate, which is a very serious matter, is the sex gate. The sex gate is the most successful gate used by Satan. There is practically nothing the enemy cannot do to the destiny of a person who is sexually loose. Enemy has destroyed so many useful destinies through this avenue. Demons, satanic materials can be programmed into a person through the sex gate. Once you are engaged in sex outside marriage, you materials can be programmed into a person to the sex. Once you engage in sex outside marriage, you open a door of access to the enemy. This is why so many young men are not doing so well. The enemy has already gained access. I pray that all those who are suffering as a result of this access, they shall be delivered. The last gate that I want to discuss is the gate of the leg. Your legs are the symbol of walking. Therefore, must be careful where your legs take you to. If they have done satanic feet washing for you, they have put beads on your leg, chains on your leg, you step on charms or they pick dust from your feet, the enemy can get access to that leg. Many have cursed feet. Your feet is supposed to establish your dominion for you in the garden of your destiny. But if he's not able to do that, you're always walking into trouble. You need to pray against it today. I know a man was going to work one morning. He didn't look quite carefully. He just found that some hot things were swelling his legs. By the time we look, one of them dipped his right leg into a pot of sacrifice. And beginning from that day, life was upside. I decree by the decree of heaven that you shall travel the map of your destiny in the name of Jesus. See that your leg will bring you into uncommon breakthroughs. I decree that you shall wear the shoes of iron and brass to tread down serpents and scorpions in the name of Jesus. What do we do to deal with this problem from the gates? Number one, we need to surrender our lives to Jesus. Number two, we need to repent from every means. Number three, we need to send out the strangers that have already gained access. Number four, we need to remove the property of the strangers that have been dwelling inside. Number five, we need to barricade our lives and set a watch over our gates so the enemy does not gain access, so that affliction will not rise. These are the things we need to do. These are the areas we are going to pray our concluding prayers on. A lot of us are looking for the enemy outside. The enemy is already in. Rise up your feet, beloved. Rise up your feet. All eyes closed. This is a very serious morning here. Shouldn't play with it. But you see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus. You cannot receive deliverance from the influx of the enemy into the gate of your life. But if you are here this morning, you say, man of God, to surrender my life to Jesus. If you want to be free, I didn't ask whether you go to church or you don't go to church. That's not relevant now. To what I say is, whether you have encountered Jesus, wherever you are, all eyes are closed. Man of God, I want to surrender my life to Jesus today. Just raise up your right hand. God bless you. Raise it up very well. Let's not your right hand. Bold step of faith. Find a way very quickly to the altar. Don't waste time because you want to go and pray. A man quickly to the front so that I can pray with you and then be able to guide you what else to do. Run very quickly to the altar so that you can surrender your life to Jesus. The front, I congratulate you. If you still want to join them, there is room at the cross for you. Now, close your eyes where you are and say what I'm going to say after now. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this morning. I know you sent Jesus to die for my sin. Jesus, come to my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. Enter into the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going. going to pray with you now.
So God, I thank you for this action, taking the most important decision in life.
We pray
that the power will come upon their lives
in the name of Jesus,
and it shall be well with you.
With no weapon formed against your life shall prosper.
See the God that has brought you here will bless you mightily.
Uphold them by your power.
With their names in the book of
Jesus.
Name we pray.
Up your eyes,
taking the most important decision in life.
Counselors are with you, they are addressing, just listen to me.
Amen.
The rest of us just rise up enough.
I want you to bow down your heads and confess any sin in your life to the Lord. Because in the next session, the power of God will move mightily. Don't want you to miss out. Pulling any sin at all that can hinder you from receiving a power must change us and mighty that will disgrace all your process.
Tell the Lord to forgive.
Know that love is God. Power is the absolute power.
He has never failed,
he will never fail. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Captain of the host of heaven, who was, who is, and who is to come. Full cool.
concentration
and with full attention
and with a heart that wants breakthroughs from God,
you are going to sing this song louder than anyone around you.
We're singing each song twice.
One, to praise the Lord for this 10th year anniversary of the power machine, open doors to your own breakthrough.
To sing this song, the power of God will begin to move,
and bondages will be broken,
infirmities will disappear,
and the power of God will move into every situation presenting,
then finding breakthrough.
This song twice.
With the mighty man in battle, I shall I'm gonna go get some more.
Silence now. Lord, I pray by the Spirit of the Living God
that those who are here now
and they're having trouble with their reproductive organs,
whether there's a swelling inside,
whether in the womb or in any area of the reproductive,
power fall upon them now.
Let the yoke of that insanity be broken.
In the name of Jesus,
the power of God,
move.
In the name.
All the swellings,
every word of the Lord,
place where you are.
It's not your habitation.
Get out in the name of.
It's happening. Check it. Swelling has disappeared. Check it. The anemia is gone. Check it. That swelling part under your armpit, up inside the breast, right inside the stomach, just disappeared.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Body, check your body. As you check your body, find that that healing touch of God has touched your life. That healing has happened in your body. Quickly find a way to the altar. We pray with you so that you return that miracle.
Find a way to the altar.
That miracle has happened in your life.
This altar now.
That's right. Can't see the swelling anymore. It's gone. Lord, I'm praying.
They are here today,
and the enemy has been putting personal rain of sand upon their lives.
That rain of sand,
the world, defending the spirit of death and hell.
It's your holy name, the
power of God.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes,
the rain of sand, the enemy is putting on your head,
has been cleared of.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm praying for those with every lobes on their head. You, the Lord of the enemy, on the earth,
they will be shaken off.
They'll be shaken off,
shaken off,
shaken off,
shaken off,
they're shaken off. In the name of Jesus.
What's happening?
Every lobe upon the earth,
shaken off,
be shaken off.
No. No.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let there be silence.
If nothing has happened,
silence,
silence. Seven persons, it's like they are setting fire on your body from the inside.
Let the fire of the enemy be quenched now. In the name of Jesus.
It's happening, it's happening.
Yes,
amen. If you are that person, find that that internal fire burning in your body has ceased now.
Find a way to the altar.
I pray with you.
He the demon of paralysis, he the spirit of smoke, that you are holding the name of Jesus.
If you cannot walk, begin to walk now.
Use your legs, begin to use it.
Let's use it.
Yes.
Arise and begin to walk
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, the power of God is coming upon you.
The power of God.
Me.
That's right.
Elisha has been on the lookout.
He means
from the hour of paralysis.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Silence. Some people here, something has been pulling at your heart.
If you want to pull your heart out of your body, it is the spirit of death.
Be loose instantly.
In the name of
That's right.
The hand of the enemy
on your heart has been shaken out.
Now you are not able to breathe properly before.
You can breathe properly before.
Check yourself. Check and kill Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I say, sister here,
witchcraft powers
attack your menstruation.
By the way,
the menstruation that I've made to cease
started burning now.
Check yourself, check yourself.
Yeah.
If you are that person, find a way to the altar.
I'm praying with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is this in the head?
Trouble with the blood.
But God is touching.
The healing power is flowing.
Up of the head of the Son of
God. That power of God.
Move. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I'm praying for this church
that your hand of power,
your hand of glory,
the strength that has come upon their lives,
be permanent in the name of Jesus.
Affliction shall not rise again.
In the name of Jesus.
Affliction shall not rise again.
In the name of Jesus.
Affliction shall not rise again.
In the name of
Affliction shall not rise again.
In the name of Jesus.
Shall not rise.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You will rise up on your feet. Those of you that are should not stand where you are,
and remain standing
where you are.
Everybody will lay their right hand upon their head.
And you will cry to the heavens like this.
I cry to the heavens.
Every power of my Father's out.
That does not want me to lift my head.
And you shout this loud.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Name we pray.
There is a woman standing before me here at the front.
Many years of problem has been taken out by the Lord.
But make sure
testify to the blood of God
before you leave this place today.
Permanent sin in that
moment. Problem for years.
That's right.
Yes,
administration that has ceased for years
and has blessed the background.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you are fired into the yoke of that sister,
there are seven of them.
Arrows are going out.
Thank
you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Apart from this, who want to testify?
Apart from this, who want to testify?
Yeah. The rest of us, we can go back to ourselves.
The Lord has seen thousands and thousands of people here this morning.
Thousands of people on the altar
has been there. They see healing people.
Healing people.
Flow mighty in the
ink of Jesus.
That's right.
Use your legs now.
That's good.
Give glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of
Kings. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you are that person,
the rain of sun, the enemy has a person upon your life has ceased.
And that are near to us has appeared.
Make sure you testify to the goodness of the Lord.
That the enemy will not bring the problem back to your
thank you, Jesus.
Raise up the right hand to the heavens
and decree with this.
Every power that has fallen from me,
I recover what you have stolen.
In the name of Jesus.
Let there be a recovery.
For what he has done for Lord of Kings and Lord of Lords,
send it now to God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, I'm having this idea for the past 23 years. It disappeared.
Hallelujah!
23 years and it disappeared.
I have an idea of 50 years and it disappeared. I give praise to God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes. Number of years. Praise the Lord. My name is Nkechi Mbog. I invited my sister to this program of change hand. And the son is having in private part used to swallow for past 3 years. And they are about to fly into abroad to do his operation. But now the swelling up have disappeared. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Esther Aliza. I have been turning it about 4 years. But to the glory of the Lord today, all is gone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. The pains in my right hand side of my private part has disappeared. So I have 1 year now.
Praise the Lord.
My name is Israel Daudu. For over 4 years now, I've been suffering for anemia, but I thank God today. It disappeared as the man of God announced that all the anemia should vanish, and I see it go down immediately.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. My menstrual cycle.
My name
is Stella. My menstrual cycle since there for the past 5 months or thereabout. And just as the menstruation was going on, my case was mentioned and it didn't let loose. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. My name is Awad Merit. That 2 years now, something they pray for my brother. But now we stop. I'm not here again. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm Sister Victoria Idenuma. For the past 9 months, this baby I'm holding in my hand has been having a swelling on his organ. To the glory of God, after the prayers, the swelling disappear in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Margaret Eblip. As G.O. was praying, there is a swelling in my womb. That swelling have made a way through my fallopian tube. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. This one, you know, my name is Elizabeth.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Unto the glory of the Lord, 3 months ago, she started having problems with this leg, even with her right leg. It was difficult for her to place it on the ground, particularly immediately after waking up. But to God be the glory today, as the prayers grew hot, the Lord touched it and took out the evil arrow. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. My name is Bola Akpata. I had lump under my armpit since 1972. When the man of God just mentioned it, the thing just disappeared. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Since 10 years ago, my name is Sister Joyce Sussex Okunwa. I find it very difficult to breathe. And the doctor says it's gastric ulcer. They admitted me for more than 2 weeks in Mercy Hospital, Abuja. Then when I came back, the thing looks as if disappeared. All of a sudden, started again. But this morning, Gio mentioned my case. And today, I can breathe fine. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And hold it up. Hold it to your right hand. Praise the Lord. Let your amen be super dynamic, supernatural. The Bible says, believe his prophets, you shall prosper.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, we stretch our prayer letters to you. The anointing for over answered prayers. Upon the prayer letter in the Lord shall over answer your prayers. In the name of Jesus, every point written on this page shall become testimonies in the name of Jesus. The Lord will address every source of your trouble. Shall give you mighty testimony.
In Jesus' name we pray.
All the prayer letter up and shout 7 Jerry.
Put the prayer letter in your bag, and as you are putting it away, you mark the enemy to school. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now listen to me very carefully. The Bible says in the beginning, the Spirit of God moved upon the water. Water is a mysterious thing. They say water has no enemy. A large percentage of your body is water. We are going to break our fast using this water. Listen carefully. After prayer has been said now, this water becomes water of healing and deliverance. When you drink this water, favor comes upon your life. When you drink this water, any hidden sickness will be destroyed. You pass them out of your system, and your youth will be renewed as you drink this water. Listen carefully. Don't allow the water to finish. If it wants to finish, put more. And make sure that every day for the rest of this month, if you are not fasting, drink from this water. You see the wonderful testimonies. This is what the Lord wants to use to mark this our tenth year service of farmers, all the water opening. If you brought many bottles, one bottle is enough. What one is enough?
Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the beginning, your spirit moved upon the water.
Yeah. Let your spirit move upon this water now.
The angel that used to trouble the water of the president.
Let the angel trouble this water. Yeah.
Let this water kill infirmity.
Let it kill frustration.
Let it kill disorder.
Let it kill any internal sickness.
Let it drive out every stranger.
In the name of Jesus.
Let it drive out the hours of darkness.
In the name of Jesus.
Let it drive out every satanic poison.
In the name of Jesus.
Let it drive out untimely.
In the name of Jesus.
Let the fire of God.
In the blood of Jesus.
Let it enter into the water.
In the name of Jesus.
As the banquet shall be well,
the Lord shall convert your tears to testimony.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Jesus' name we pray.
Open your bottle, take a generous drink of the water.
A very generous drink of the water to the glory of God.
That's right. They started his work already. Just
let anything contesting for your peace.
Power of God is pushing them out.
Don't let this water finish. Replenish it and make sure that this month, if you are not fasting, take from this bottle. Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Wonderful God, we thank you for this day.
Accept our thanks in Jesus.
It is using that your people shall take the hills raise up their head.
Thanks from the Lord, the Mother, the
Father, the Father, the Father,
the Father, the Father,
the Father, the Father, the Father,
the Father, the Father,
the Father, the
Father, the Father, the Father, the
Father, the Father, the Father, the Father, the
Father, the Father, the Father, the Father,
the Father, the Father, the Father, the
Father, the Father, the Father,
thank you, King of Kings, our Lord.
I bless in the name of the Lord.
The coming of coming I shall be blessed.
I shall do wonders in
Jesus' name we pray.
Please, let that be silenced. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Some who drank this water now,
they are going to pass out some strange faces.
They will find some terrible objects inside of them.
Then they are afraid.
Those things have been hiding inside.
But the power of God pushed them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let us share the grace and fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Sharing
goodness
and us
shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.